Aircheckdownloads.com.
When I joined the BBC back in 1982 as a shy 17-year-old, imagine still being here in 2023. 41 plus years of being part of a British institution, feeling proud to be part of something special and doing something that I've loved from beginning to end. Obviously, I'm sad to be leaving sooner than I'd hoped. I had hoped to make it to retirement age, but that wasn't to be. The changes happening in local radio mean that couldn't happen. And though I won't be part of the team as the radio station moves forward, I hope you continue to support those who are doing an amazing job here. And I know Steph, who's taking over this show, could do with your support as well. It's not an easy thing for her to do. So please show her the love that you showed me all of those years ago when I took over from those other big names that you held so dear. My time here is over. Hers is just beginning. So show her how big our Cumbrian hearts are, please. As you know, I love local radio. It's part of my DNA, and how wonderful that I've been able to learn the trade and broadcast to the county that I've made my home since 1973. Also a county where I have deep roots going back to the late 1700s. Well, that's as far as I've managed to trace my family roots to anyway. And just look at the times that we've shared across the past five decades. Lots of ups and downs. I've worked through so many things, the Lockerbie crash, the Chernobyl disaster, foot and mouth, so many floods, the West Cumbria shootings, we've had train crashes and, of course, the pandemic and lots of other things in between. We've also had good times as well. I've broadcast, so lucky to have broadcast from the likes of Israel, the Isle of Man. I've been to Twickenham. I've been numerous times to Wembley. I've been all around the county enjoying days out, meeting you, dressing up. Yeah, I've worn snowman outfits, wizard outfits, even dressed up as Looby Loo. I'll never forget the time I was almost taken off air because of the Underbarrow Marrow Day. It's a long story to be told a different time. Or the day the wonderful Des O'Connor rang me at work and took me by surprise. Well, he would, wouldn't he? Or what about hanging on to Norman Wisdom as he waved from a balcony in the county, not knowing it was broken? And if I'd let him go, it would have been a goner. And this all happened live on air. The numerous stage shows as well, with so many big stars, bring back great memories. And hosting things like fire shows in front of crowds of 30,000 people. These are all memories that I'll take with me. We've laughed and we've cried together. You grieved with me when I lost my precious mum and my beloved brother, and supported me and cheered me on as I recovered and returned to work following my two battles with cancer. I've grown up with you listening to me, and we've grown older together. You've heard me grow as a presenter, being paid to talk, though I am aware I talk too much, but hey, that's a burden I'm happy to carry. We've shared so much and been great support to each other. The BBC has been a constant in my life for the past 40 years, where people have come and gone, fashions have come and gone. The BBC has always been there. Even prime ministers have come and gone. I've seen 9 prime ministers in my time and 7 American presidents. I'm so lucky to have spent the bulk of my working life with you guys. Having my blood family and my radio family around me all of these years has allowed me to be able to do what I do in the community too, from all of the charity work, awareness campaigns and groups and organisations that I'm involved with, from vital services like blood bikes to animal rescues and musical groups to support groups. It's been my role at the BBC that's allowed me to do a lot of good and make a difference. So thank you for putting up with me. And to all of those people, yeah, you that I've nagged to help me to succeed in everything we've done over the years. My work in the community will continue. My charity work will continue. My commitment to the county will continue in a different way. Today I leave broadcasting, and after a few months rest, I will start my new career as a celebrant. So though our journey together ends today, perhaps our paths will cross again in the future. So I'll take this opportunity to say thank you for everything. I was asked what my final piece of music would be. There was only ever going to be one piece of music I could play. It's a track I played as I left work back in August 2010 to tackle the second bout of cancer, not knowing what my future was or even whether I would get the chance to return to work. So it was also the track that I played when I returned to work in November of 2012, having won that second battle. It's a piece of music that always inspires me. I'd like you to listen to it, dance around, yet remember the good times, the times when I've made you happy, or spit your coffee out because of something I've said that surprised you. But most importantly, have a listen and remember the times I made you smile or laugh. Because at the end of the day, you can't be miserable when you're laughing. Never ever lose your sense of humour or the ability to laugh at yourself, guys. And remember, when all else fails, just eat cake. Ah, there they go. Take that, my final track. Thank you, guys. Do you know what I usually do at the end of every show? I'm going to do today as well. So if you don't mind, all sitting round. Helen's next door. Yeah, you ready to go, Helen? Before I go, one last thing to do. Go on. Pucker up. Mwah.
From the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio Cumbria,
and on your radio,
the sound of Cumbria is
BBC Radio Cumbria.
At 2 o'clock with the BBC News for Cumbria, I'm Harry Hansen.
Aircheckdownloads.com.